So we're talking about that the tachlis of all the Torah is to develop a deep, intimate relationship between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And there's two stages. One is we have to know what Hashem wants. That's the whole Sefer Kuzari. It's written about that. That you can't make up what Hashem wants. You have to find out what Hashem wants. And Hashem did us this very good service. He didn't make it hard for us to find out what He wants. He gave us the Torah. That's what it's all about. And number two, that's Ratzon, the will of Hashem. And the word Ratzon, aside from meaning the will, it also means a favorable relationship. That's what Hashem also wants. The Ratzon Hashem is that we should have a favorable, good, pleasant relationship between us and Him. It depends how we relate to life. Life could always be pleasant and it could always be miserable. I mentioned the Gemara at the end of the Sefer, it says, there are three chinois, three types of chayin. The chayin, Malkam al Yishvel, chayin Isha al Baila, chayin Bayis, whatever. But the Kopanin, chayin means that, so, on the Rashi over there says, that chayin Isha al Baila, even if she's not the most beautiful woman, or the most pleasant woman, but the husband always sees the good in her. And the place also, Malkam al Yishvel, says even the place is not such a wonderful place. Doesn't look like a nice place. The person lives there after a while, he develops a connection to it. You know, I remember at night time we had these Jews, Holocaust survivors, get together and talk about how great it was in Poland and in Romania and wherever it was, where they were being tortured with anti-Semitism and everything they were going through. But you live in a place, you get connected to it. So the person told me, look, Rashi says that even though the thing is bad, the person is connected, sees. Like he fools himself to see the good. I said, that's not Pshat Megamara. Pshat Megamara is the opposite. Everything in life has a lot of good in it. If Hashem puts you somewhere, there's so much good over there. There's no place that's unadulterated bad. Just, that Hashem also put into the equation is that if you live in a place, you get connected to it and you have the ability to see the good parts about it. A person gets married to a woman, so if everything is the way it should be, he's also able to focus on the redeeming parts. I remember a certain girl was going out with a boy and she was claiming that he's limping. And the sound says, not limping. She said, no, there's something strange about the way he walks. So they said, okay, look, we're not going to fight about it. So to go out a few more times and just tell us if the limp is getting worse or getting better. So after a few times they went out, the limp went away. So they said, okay, this sounds like the right boy for you. In other words, when you're not connected, so you focus on all the external things, all the negativity. Part of connection is to be able to, that's a result of being connected, is you can focus on the good things. And that's what really life is all about. That because you both created the world for us to enjoy this anig, to have pleasure in this world. The only way to have true pleasure in the world is this anig al Hashem. To realize that Hashem is with us in every place we are, and then try to reveal the redeeming qualities of every situation. Sometimes it's a very hard situation, but built into the situation, even if a person has a health issue. Health issue is something that nobody desires. And they're right. A person desires to be sick is to be hospitalized for other reasons. But it's not a healthy person wants to be healthy. So for every reason, because both decided that person should not be well, now it's up to him to decide what to do with the situation. So I take the situation and I say, okay, Hashem has forsaken me, this is terrible, and I can't do anything now. Just hopefully it will pass, or just get full and complete despair, or the other way around. No, Hashem, His whole desire of creation is to benefit us. So why in the world did He do this thing to me? I don't know. But I do know one thing that I can gain from it. I don't have to know exactly why He did it, but I do know that it is something I could grow from and gain from, become a better person, and sometimes even better quality of life. I've seen over the years people in certain situations, Dafka, when they had a health issue, It brought the family together, it strengthened them, and empowered them. And they came out of it much better than they were when they went into it. But it's all a matter of the way you relate to things. If the person doesn't relate to that, if this is something brought to me for my benefit by Kodesh Baruch Hu, then it could break him, that's for sure. That's what he's saying. Anyway, that's what life is all about, and that's what the Torah is all about. Developing our keshu with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when we do things the way Hashem wants, that creates a deeper chain between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're more favorable in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's eyes. You know, the famous Meissen with Rebbetzin Kanevsky made it famous, but you don't need Rebbetzin Kanevsky for that. You know, somebody walks up to somebody else and really insults the second person. The second person, instead of snapping back at the first one, just keeps the mouth shut. There was such a Meissen. She said, right away, no, start davening. It's a big Eitz Ratzon now. You shut up to this Bohu. that you can control your natural reaction because you know that's not what He wants you to do. You're special, very close to Hashem right now. Just take advantage of it. Actually, after this story got famous, they had people going around trying to get people to insult them so they should. And then very often, they were very let down. They just couldn't get the right guy. They were so nice to them. But that's the bottom line. So that's what life is all about. And that's what we're so happy with in our lives, that Hashem gave us unlimited opportunities to grow, to get closer to Him, to be closer to the eternal good that Hashem has set aside for us. It's unlimited, every second of our lives. Now he's just adding one more piece. Vayikra El Moshe is by the parasha of the Mishkan. In the parasha of the Mishkan, when it's describing the building of the Mishkan, it says 18 times, Kasher Tziva Hashem Es Moshe. Moshe built all the kelim of the Mishkan itself, exactly as prescribed by Hashem. Moshe Lemelech Shesiva Zavda Ve'omelai B'nei Li Palti. The Moshe is a king that had a loyal servant, and he said, do me a favor, please build me a palace. And everything that he would build, he would write on it the name of the king, authorized by the majesty, your majesty, whatever they call it. And he was, every wall he put on the name of the king, every pillar he put up, put in the name of the king. And after a while, the king comes into his palace, and wherever he looks, he sees his name is written. He said, my Eved made so much covered for me. He put my emblem in every corner of this building, you know, so that everybody who goes into the building should appreciate this is the king's palace. They should have the right mind frames. Said the king, after he cares so much for my cover, it's not right that I should be in the palace and he should go back home to his regular home. He said, do me a favor, I want you to move in also. It'll be part of my royal entourage. So the same thing is, after Kodesh Baruch Hu asked Moshe Rabbeinu to build the Mishkan, and by every step of the way, he made sure he's doing exactly the way Hashem said, Kasher Tziva Hashem Es Moshe. Hashem saw that he was so particular, so careful, to do exactly what Hashem wanted. Hashem said, Kol HaKavod Ze'Osili Moshe. He made such a cover to go out of his way to do things exactly the way he wants. How could it be that outside and inside, and he's outside? And that's the first pasuk of Vayikra after the building of the Mishkan. Vayikra Hashem Moshe, Hashem called him, come inside. You and your family will serve in the base in the Mishkan. That was the base of Mitzvah. This is the way to do things. Everything has to be Kasher Tziva Hashem. You know, the pasuk in Pirkei Avos, the highest madrega of learning, something called Lilmod Al Manas Lasek. It's even more than Lilmod Al Manas Lamed. More than to teach Lasek. What do you mean Al Manas Lasek? And he says Lasek means you're willing to spend days and months and however long it takes to get crystal clear exactly what Hashem wants out of this piece of Gemara, as this piece of Halacha. I want to get it right. It's not like a general type of thing. Okay, you have to put in tefillin, yeah, make some boxes and put them on. It should be all right. There's no such thing. It should be all right. I know it's a very, very fine-tuned. Just like in the physical world, in the sciences, you want to make some type of machine that's supposed to do something. You can't say, okay, I'll just stick a bunch of wires in and put a few of these printed thingies inside and everything will work. It won't work. It has to be exactly the way it was planned. Engineers that are planning these things, they have to make it exact. It can't be better. It doesn't work at all, it shorts out, or whatever happens. The same thing with the Ratzon Hashem. We believe Ratzon Hashem is also, you have to know exactly how to do it. Yeah, some trace stuff falls into the pot. Yeah, it looks like it's not right. You know it's right, it's not right. No. So that's with our Ratzon Hashem also, just like Moshe Rabbeinu Kasher Tziva Hashem, as Moshe, we also are ways of going through life as much as we can, try to see what does Hashem want me to do in this situation. And not with the cheshbon, what I'll get out of it. There's a halacha that a person who's teaching Torah has to do it for free of charge. So you're asking how come the yeshivas are getting paid? My answer is that's also free of charge, the amount they're getting paid. But below minimum wage. But even though the reason why they get paid is there's a concept of Shabbatola, because they really could have got another job and they're not working, so they'll not get the compensation for that. But Etzim, the giving over Torah is something that says, Ma ni v'chino, ma v'ata v'chino. That's, we're doing it because we want to further the Ratzon Hashem. And this is something that it's a chiyuv. We have to do our maximum. The maximum because we want to be Ratzon Hashem. There's a pasuk that says, "Baruch Hashem Yochim B'divrei Torah Zos." But Baruch and Kolos, a few weeks ago, says, "Blessed is one who keeps up the Torah." Rabbi Yehuda brings it to Yerushalmi and other Midrashim that say, a person who learns and he taught and he helps and did the mitzvahs, he is a Torah. But he could have done more and he didn't. He is not the Chavis Baruch. Other Rabbi, Shem Yerachem. The person says, "Oh, I'm a big Baruch Tzokar. I give $1 million a year." But he forgot to know that he's a billionaire, not a millionaire. So giving $1 million a year is way below where he should be giving. Chmada was wrong. The person could have had a gun and shoot. Doesn't want to bother too much for him. So the Rabbeinu Yonah explains it. Like here behind it is a guy who's working in a factory, old-fashioned car factory. My job is to put in the screw on the front right wheel. Assembly line, that's my job, putting the screws in the front right wheel. Bum, bum, bum. So two types of workers. One worker says, that's my job, I don't look at all around what's going on. I just get up in the morning, come on time, put in my screws and finished. We have another type of worker who looks around and we see the guy who put the screw on the left wheel is a little lax in what he's doing, he tries to give him chizik, you know, come on, let's make a good product over here. What's the difference between the two? The first one is just interested in his salary. He couldn't care less about the person who owns the place and about the quality of the product. He wants to get his paycheck at the end of the year. So he's basically working for himself. There's no shyness to the whole system. The other person, he's making a parnasa, but he also cares about the one who's giving him the parnasa. The guy who owns the factory, he wants him to be successful. He wants the product to come out good. So if he sees other people lack, he tries to mechazik them. So that's the difference between a person just involved in his personal position, or he looks around him, and if he has opportunity, not always we have opportunity, but if he has opportunity to mechazik somebody else, whether with his words, say nice words to somebody. So you know how sometimes just saying a good morning to people could be giving big chizik. Just feels them connected, especially kids. A kid comes back from the yeshiva, "Oh, Gavaldi, so wonderful to see you. You look great, no matter what, how he looks." But he'd be surprised how much of a difference it makes. But you have people around. you need a chizik, try to find out what could help him, if it's possible. But that means, if I'm not just involved in myself, I'm involved in the surroundings, it means I'm not just working for myself. I'm working to have the cash of the kosher. I care about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I want his rotten to come out. So that's the idea, that the mitzvahs that we have, the Torah we have, is a tremendous gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's something that gives us tremendous reward, more reward than anything in Olam Hazeh. Olam Hazeh, any reward you get in Olam Hazeh is temporary. Because, like the famous line of Rabbi Nosson Tzvi Finkel, they say a guy, a billionaire, came up to him once and said, "Rabbi, you know, I have so much money that even no matter what, the worst thing in the world can happen, it's still going to take a long time for me to lose all my money. Okay, it's not going to happen. So I'm still comfortable." So Rabbi Finkel said, "You can lose all your money in 1 second." He said, "What do you mean that? 1 second?" "Yeah," he said, you cease to live in this world. The money stays here, but you get separated from the money." The guy thought the only way he gets separated from his money, that his money disappears. No, you can disappear also. That's a person whose life is around his money, or whatever it is, his covet, his physical things, it's all temporary. It lasts for a few years and then we get separated from it. That's what remains. But even that was saying a higher majority than that. Step number one is just to know where to put your koichos into. Put my koichos into strengthening my ruchniyistik life. And it doesn't even mean, don't let the Yetzer tell us, "What, I have to change my whole lifestyle." You don't have to change that much. It's a matter of attitude. How I do my things. Kamavana will affect also a lot of things you're doing. But if I'm going to work and just thinking about bringing back the paycheck, I'm going to work because it's a mitzvah or shbo who's responsible me to take care of my family or whatever the dvarim tovim that I'm going to come out of it is. And I'm going to make sure that since I'm working for Kodesh Baruch Hu, I'm going to do it in the right fashion, in a fashion that's going to be achi aloha, with proper bitocha, and I'm not going to let it make me meshugge. I can be an example in my behavior to other people, make a Kiddush Hashem. Whatever it is, I make the best out of every situation in life. Like a camera, or lima latayim, and chasodim, and stokas, and everything else we're doing. That's the life that we have from the Torah. So this is what we're all excited about. We have Hashem in another few days. And relive the Matan Torah if you want to work yourself up to it. Today is Rosh Chodesh. Today we came to Midbar Sinai. Tomorrow is the day that Hashem presented us Do you want to be my Mamlechet Kohenim and Goy Kodesh? Afterwards, eventually, Shnei Agbola, 3 days of preparation, and then we have Mount Tori itself. That's where we're reliving, and Yes Hashem, we're going to be zeichet to a renewed kesher, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But before we start all that, what we said the last few weeks is so important to realize what am I refreshing? I'm refreshing my recognition that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has this tremendous desire to be close to us, to benefit us, and all he wants from us is to do the things that he wants, and by us doing that, we're creating this tremendous favorable relationship between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which brings us everything we need in this world and all the tremendous goods of the Nesa and the Tzofim. And like we said, doing the Ratzon Hashem is not something confined to the base measures. It's a 24/7 job, and it's a pleasant job. We have to do B'Simcha. That's what we learned from Baruch Hu Koisei and Kisovri. You don't do B'Simcha, it's not this. You have to realize, once again, the reason why it's not B'Simcha is because you don't have this introduction, so this load of requirements I have to do, it's too much for me, a pain in the neck. That's if you don't realize what it is. But if you realize and you have clarity, the more we clarify for ourselves, no, we are special. We are given this great gift of the Torah creation to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and every situation in life is another opportunity to bring ourselves even closer to Hashem. Something exciting and something that is heartwarming. Fills us with simcha. We should have tremendous simcha zachag, and afterwards the Siyat Shemaya for us to take advantage of all the opportunities Hashem will present us in the coming year in the best possible fashion.